Last week, Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo named Greg Smith as the first executive director of Southside Economic Development for the city of Monroe. Smith is adding the new responsibility to his current role as Keep Monroe Beautiful executive director. He joins me in studio. Greg, congratulations on the new post.
Thanks a lot, Bob. I'm really looking forward to taking part in this.
Greg, why the decision now to appoint someone as executive director with Southside Economic Development?
Well, it is a matter of timing. Of course, both the Downtown Economic Development District and Southside have been in place at about the same amount of time. And the mayor at one point appointed a Southside Economic Development District Director, Myron Gatlin Akers, and that has gotten them off ground zero and moving forward, especially with the river market. And he wants to now try to duplicate that success by doing the same thing with the Southside Economic Development District. Both have been in place since about 2002 when they were created by the legislature, both in an effort to revitalize parts of the city that have kind of gone on the downside economically. And so there's a board in place that has been in place for a while.
As you're getting settled into leading this effort, what do you see as some of the positives?
Well, there's a number of positives that we have, and the biggest of which is the population base. There's a large population base in South Monroe. As a matter of fact, that's where the majority of people in Monroe live. We also have major traffic corridors. When you look at 165, I-20, they both run, which I guess I should define what the Southside Economic Development District corridor is when you look at anything south of Louisville Avenue, of course, the river on one side and 165 on the other. And actually, you can go over further than that to the university here. So that's a number of major corridors, as I was saying. You have Louisville, Desired. Also, you have South 2nd, Jackson, and Winsboro Road. And those do have some economic development, some prosperity going on. You want to try to add to that and gain some more.
Now, you're going to be serving as liaison. What will that involve? Because not only working with the city, but also, as you mentioned, the business owners as well.
Right. I guess you could really say it's almost a triangle here that we're looking at in terms of the board itself that's been in place for a number of years. And you have business people that are appointed by the mayor, the city council, the chambers of commerce, and various groups like that. You have that board. Then you have the city, which is, of course, the mayor's ahead of, and he's made that appointment. So I serve as a liaison between he and the board, seeing what they need and what the city can do to help out. And then you have the businesses and the people. And so if you can get that energy going, especially among those business people that are already there, in terms of getting seed money in place and matching funds and doing things, and then just doing things that are low-hanging fruit, so to speak. Let's clean up our facades a little bit better. Let's keep our right-of-ways a little bit more clean and tie in together and do things to encourage people to shop in South Monroe. A lot of times people will leave South Monroe to go other places to shop, and then those dollars are not, it's not conducive to them actually doing that. And of course, it's not convenient either for a lot of the people. So if, you could get more of the people that are in South Monroe to shop in South Monroe and things like that, you'll get things going. But it's just really trying to create a synergy, and I'll find myself in the middle of all of this, kind of orchestrating and cajoling and encouraging here or there and bringing partners to the table. That's another important factor, is a number of partners, especially larger businesses that would benefit. The universities would be partners, the school system, all of those different groups also act as an important catalyst in all of this.
Well, Greg, certainly looking forward to hearing about things and developments there in the Southside Economic District. Congratulations once again, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks for having me.